This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what's taking place in the trade in the grains?
Well, we reversed the reversal from last Friday. So we're doing the exact opposite. It's almost like Friday's sell-off didn't happen. Nothing major change on the weather. It's still hot and dry in Argentina and southern Brazil, putting a little bit of support into the grain markets here. You've got the corn up about six in the overnight, 17 higher in the beans for the overnight, wheat following the 8 cents higher. And a lot of this is it is dry. It is hot in the world's largest exporter of soybean oil and soybean meal, third largest exporter of corn for Argentina there, southern Brazil. But overall, the big portion of Brazil still seeing good rains and no major problems. So there's going to be a little bit of offset. But for right now, it kind of does feel like we're jumping on this bandwagon, looking for anything that's bullish. Going into Friday's USDA report, there are expectations that there will be some changes to the U.S. production side of things, a little bit lower on both corn and beans, but overall supply and demand doesn't change too much. But we have yet to see the full estimate, so we'll continue to watch for that. The other side of things is that we saw the dollar take a big tumble in the overnight, and that helped to support a lot of markets in their overnight movement. We went from this 109.50 area on the dollar index all the way down to 107.75, and that with that drop off does put a lot of support into markets.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 6 1/4 at 457 even. March soybeans up 15 cents at 10.06 3/4. March soybean meal up 380 at 312.40. March soybean oil up 55 cents at 40.48. On the Merc, February live cattle up 60 cents at 194.65. January feeder cattle up 72 cents at 265.55. February lean hogs down 42 cents at 80.35. February pork cutout unchanged at 92.20. And Class 3 milk unchanged at 20.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.